Think a minute. Some people cause happiness wherever they go. Others, whenever they go. Actually, the only way to get happiness is to give it to others. The miracle of love is the more you give, the more you have. Joy shared really does become joy doubled. It's like perfume. You can't pour it on others without getting it on yourself. Happiness only comes to those who give themselves to people and a purpose greater than just their own personal happiness. It's a fact. We get less and less satisfaction the more we take for ourselves. It's called the law of diminishing returns. But people who celebrate life each day learn to see and feel joy in the simplest experiences of life. So their capacity for happiness just keeps growing. Remember, happiness in life is made up of small yet mighty, meaningful moments. The little kindnesses of a smile, a sincere compliment, a tender touch, heartfelt encouragement, or forgiveness to someone who needs it. Duty makes us do things well, but love makes us do them beautifully. The only way to find real life is to give it to others. A young man who died tragically in his 20s after desperately searching for happiness simply wrote, "Happiness not shared is not happiness." But to give yourself, you must be yourself and no one else. After all, everybody else is taken. It's not possible to be happy until you're being who you were made to be. Remember, no one else can be you as well as you can. To be somebody, you must first be yourself. And to find yourself, you must first find the one who made you. The great news is he's as close as a prayer away. He's just been waiting for you to come home to him and let him take charge of the life he gave you. Remember, living your own way will end up breaking your heart and destroying your happiness. That's why Jesus desperately wants to enable you to become all he designed and made you to be. So won't you ask him to forgive you for your wrong living and to take control of your heart so you can start living his way? Only then can you start enjoying real, lasting happiness that becomes your daily mode of living and not just a passing mood or moment. Just think a minute.
If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.